Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, indeed. We're picking back up with New Morning Mercies, and Tori's just going to take it from here.
Let's do it. This is what it says. Yes, change is possible, not because you have wisdom and strength, but because you've been blessed with the grace of Jesus. You're not stuck. You're not encased in concrete. Your life is not a dead end. The possibility of change has not slipped through your fingers. Change is possible for you and me, even in the places where change seems most hopeless. Why? Because the giver of transformative grace has made you and me the place where he dwells. If you were to ask what God is doing, what he is working on between the already of your justification and the not yet of your sanctification, the answer could be given in one word: change. First, there is that work of personal growth and change that theologians call progressive sanctification. It is God's lifelong commitment to actually make me what he declared me to be in justification: righteousness. In every situation, location, and relationship of my life, God is employing people, places, and things as his tools of transformative grace. He is not resting. He does not leave the work of his hands. He takes no breaks. He is relentlessly working to change me into all of the things that his grace makes it possible for me to be. He will not be content for me to be a little bit better. He will work by grace until I am finally and totally free of sin, that is, molded into the image of his perfectly righteous Son. This zealous Savior is also a dissatisfied Creator. He is not content to leave this world in its present sin-scarred condition. So there will come a day when he will make all things new. He will return his world to the condition it was in before sin left it so damaged. Change really is the zeal of your Redeemer. Personal change in Titus 2:11 through 14 and environmental change in Revelation 21:1 through 5 are his holy zeal. When you are disappointed in yourself, grieved at the sin in your relationships, or upset with the condition of your world, and you cry out for change, you are crying out for something that hits right at the center of the zeal of your Savior's grace. Change doesn't mean that God will turn the people around you into the people you'd like them to be. And change surely doesn't mean that God will exercise his power to make life easier and more pleasurable according to your definition. But you can rest assured that where real change is needed, there is a God of grace who knows just where that change needs to take place and offers you everything you need so that it can happen.
And if you're all cool with it, I'm going to reread that last paragraph, because if you're anything like me, as you're listening to the devotional, you may be sitting down or driving or whatever, and you're just kind of, you have that moment where you're like, man, I have felt stuck this year. Like, this year didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. I'm hoping that there'll be a lot of change for next year. Like, maybe there is hope for a better opportunity. I can get out of this hole that I'm in, et cetera. But what happens is we create this life that's focused on escapism, escaping our problems rather than finding God's solutions to them, or finding peace even inside the storms. And so I'm going to reread this because I know I needed it read over myself. And so I'm going to read it again. Change doesn't mean that you'll get your wish list of things that you think will give you the good life. Change doesn't mean that God will turn the people around you into the people that you'd like them to be. And change surely doesn't mean that God will exercise his power to make life easier and more pleasurable according to your definition. But you can rest assured that where real change is needed, there is a God of grace who knows just where that change needs to take place and offers you everything you need so it can happen. Mm-hmm. And so that was just something I needed to kind of receive over me, is because I like to tinker. I like to adjust things with your schedules, nap times, meals, diets, like action plans, whatever it may be. You're constantly tinkering with things, but then you start to adopt this mindset that you actually have control. Mm-hmm. And so then you're like, well, if God would just listen to me and do what I tell him to do, then everything would be going well. It's like, no, that's not the case. Because when you recognize how many things that he is moving and shaping all in your favor mm-hmm. as he continues to sanctify you for the good work that he has planned before you were even born, mm-hmm. then it's like, oh, wow, I need to submit to his will and his way and his plan for his goodness and his righteousness. Yeah. And it may not be exactly how I want it to go from my own wish list, mm-hmm. but I want to be open to his idea of how he wants my life to go versus how I can create a very convenient life that checks all my pleasure boxes so I feel good about myself.
Yeah, no, it's so good. And I would encourage y'all to ask yourself this question. We're coming up on the next year. We all love to make our, like, idealize, like, what do we want to accomplish in the next year? Like, what is my vision? What is my dream? And I think all of those things are really important. And I think all of those things should be surrendered to God. But genuinely ask yourself, if God's will for my life in the next year is a hard season, but inside of the hard is where he is going to change me from mm-hmm. the inside out more into his image. Am I willing to say yes and surrender what I want for what he wants for me? Because his plans are actually better for me. But a lot of times his plans are not the comfortable route. His plans are not the easy route. His plans are not the ones that are like, oh mm-hmm. yeah, like perfect, easy breezy, rainbows and unicorns, well, right?
I agree with what you're saying, but I also think that it's this thing that we think that whenever we do his will, it has to be our power.
Yeah.
And so, yes, it's the hard way, right? But it's the right way, and you do it with him, mm-hmm. for his yoke is light and his burden is easy.
Yeah.
But you can't just say, okay, I want God's will to be done. I'm going to do it within my own power.
Yeah.
You need his power to incorporate that patience, that endurance and long suffering and things like mm-hmm. that in order to like navigate a harder season.
Yeah. But also I'm just thinking about the fact that we pray for the fruits of the Spirit, and long suffering
mm-hmm. yeah.
is a fruit of the Spirit.
It's from him.
And it's from him. And never on our vision board are we like, I would love to go through suffering for a long time, you know?
Have you seen those memes where everybody is like, they're like me calling God to make sure I'm not on his list of strong warriors this year?
No,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes. And so anyways, all I'm saying is with God, no matter what comes in 2025, let's just be honest, there's going to be highs and lows. Every mm-hmm. year has highs and lows. There's easy days, there's hard days, there's sad days, there's happy days. But the beauty of walking through it with the Lord is that there is a joy, there is a peace.
There's help,
and we get to do it with him. And so, yeah, I think it's just surrendering. Yes, Lord, I want to create vision with you. I want to dream with you. I want to do all of these things, but I'm also completely surrendered to whatever you have in store because I know your plans are so much better than whatever I'm currently planning. And so here is my plan, Lord, but you do with it whatever you want. And because your Holy Spirit resides within me, what I get to pray for is that you will continually direct me day by day, that you'll show me where you want change to happen. Mm. And if it's a harder season, Lord, I will buckle up because I know that you're in it with me, you know? But I want it. Like, I want a hard season if that's what you need for me to walk through so that I can change in the ways that you desire for me to change.
Yeah. As we wrap up, I was just kind of thinking, as I was sharing about how I love to tinker with things, it just got me thinking that it's like, that's how God is with us.
Oh, yeah. Tinkering.
Yeah. With his sanctification. And I think as we, and now granted, this is, don't count this as a blanket statement, okay? Like, I understand hard things can be hard, okay? I understand that it's okay to not always be okay.
Yeah.
So just want to qualify that. But I do think that there are times where we get into a mindset where we look at hardship as an obstacle to getting our way, when it's really an opportunity of God getting his way, where who is he turning us into, right? And that's exactly what Tori was saying, but it's just reframing that mindset where I'm not saying that every time we experience a hardship, I'm going to leap and shout for joy, but at least I can turn my hands over and mm-hmm. open them and say, God, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
This is really hard, but I want to be open to your opportunities and not be upset and become I don't want to say senile, but become resentful hardened. Resentful to these obstacles mm-hmm. that you can actually use for your own good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready to pray sin out?
I am. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this reminder today, Father, that change is possible with you, but change not in the ways that we always deem necessary, Father, but in the ways that you deem necessary. Father, we surrender our plans to you today. We pray that you would come alongside of us as we cast vision for the next year, as we dream, Father, that you would align our hearts with yours, that you would align our vision with yours, Father. But just most importantly, Father, we just surrender to whatever change you want for our lives, Father. We love you. We thank you for doing this with us. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. And now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord.
And don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Au revoir.